PANDOS, which stands for Peaceful Advocates for Native Dialogue and Organizing Support, was one of the groups gathered in downtown Salt Lake. Organization Chairman Carl Moore told UPR the protest was part prayer and part standing in solidarity. Some chose to protest by locking themselves to each other inside the Wells Fargo Center.
The initial action that we wanted to portray was the prayerfulness. We had prayers, we said prayers, we sang songs.
The financial institution has been targeted as one of the largest funders of the Dakota Access Pipeline, funneling $467 million into the project, according to members of PANDOS. Last weekend, more than 100 people were arrested during a separate protest in North Dakota. Although the pipeline is being built and mainly protested in North Dakota, people from all over the nation and even other countries are gathering in places like Utah.
And I want to emphasize here at this action that we did today, the people that locked themselves down, I think every single one of them was non-Native. And so that shows us a great support, you know, us being Native Americans, people at Standing Rock, that there are people that are willing to risk their comfort, their safety, those things for them. It's the people that have the voice that need to speak out. Everyone who knows what's going on there now has a responsibility. And that responsibility would be to educate themselves on what is going on.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.